Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, middle of the field. He's got through. 35, 30.
Logan intercepted.
Touchdown, Giants.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live, presented by DraftKings right here on Giants.com. Jeff Fiegels, John Schmelk with you. 201-939-4513. Hashtag Giants chat on Twitter. Giants talk for the next 1 hour, talking Giants football. We're also on Facebook Live to start our program today. We'll stay with you for the beginning of the show, and then you can go to Giants.com to watch it in its entirety. It's our Giants talk show every weekday, Monday through Friday, 12 to 1, right here on Giants.com. And guys, obviously, you saw the reports yesterday. You saw all the news. Just want to start the show by saying none of these signings are official until the signature's on the dotted line. That has not happened yet. The Giants have not announced these signings. But we can, at least for today, talk about the reports that came out yesterday and talk about the concept of these things happening, even though they are not yet official. So, Jeff, let's start with the first domino that fell in the morning. We talked a lot about JPP already, so I'm going to push that aside. Returning to the Giants, sure. That was made official. Janoris Jenkins, that was the first domino to fall in terms of the reports coming out yesterday in the AM, one of the top corners in the market. And I think what I like best about this, and it's something that's consistent through all the Giants additions, this is a guy coming off a rookie contract in his mid-20s, coming off his best season, and he very well could be an ascending player that's only going to get better.
Well, you think he could very well be the number one cornerback. I mean, by the time, you know, obviously his skill set is there, but the Giants now have two very good corners, which now they can go into the 2016 season knowing they're going to shore up that type of coverage. They need now a little bit of safety stuff, but, you know, really what we saw out of this, I missed out, by the way, on it. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, the prediction.
I had Sean Smith being the first pick in the new
free
agency.
Absolutely.
A DB. Or a DB. There it is.
So okay. You're close.
So got the wrong person. But, you know, but those were really the two guys. But I just felt that they needed to start there because of what they had problems with last year, and that's just covering the middle of the field. And really, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with Prince. We kind of understand what's going to happen with Prince, but now we know what's going to happen with Prince. He's not going to be back. But I like the pick, John. I do. I like what I see. I think that, you know, the guy can come in here. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of money now. And but that's all the part of free agency. And the Giants went out there and they started to build their team on the defensive side, like we talked about. And then, you know, last week we talked a little bit about the draft and how things can impact because this is a very defensive draft. But Giants, you know, really just said, hey, you know what, we're not going to wait for that draft. We're going to start building this thing. And they certainly started yesterday with a bang.
And definitely. We'll get into more detail on these players certainly as the show goes along. But I want to hit all of them at the top of the show for those of you joining us on Facebook.
How do you like the pick?
And then we'll take your calls. Look, I think Janoris Jenkins was one of the top corners available. Is he a perfect player? No, but no player is a perfect player either. He's a guy that, you know, he takes a lot of chances. He's a playmaker, which you love.
We like to see
that.
And
I think
what
you saw, too, in his fourth year, he took fewer of those chances and became a more
disciplined
football player. And he didn't make the type of big mistakes you maybe saw earlier in his career where he allowed some plays to get over his head, jumping around, things like that. And I think that's what you want to see out of a guy that's in his fourth year and still improving coming out of college, and you hope that's a sign of things to come where he's going to continue to be that disciplined player that can shut down one side of the field.
Now, did Spags ever – he's coming off his rookie contract. So was there a relationship there ever? I can't remember how going back
that's
as
a
far
really
as
good
when
question.
Spags was there.
I do not believe Jenkins was there with
he
Spags.
Was, you know, it might have been maybe a year after he left, maybe.
I believe he missed them by a year. That's
yeah.
true. Yes.
Okay, so I was just curious there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm sure that he's happy that he's got, you know, now a cornerback that he can rely on. And now you got DRC on the other side. And, I think what I like about what you said is he's a playmaker. The Giants needed more playmakers in that secondary.
Six defensive touchdowns.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah, really good.
10 picks. So there you go. Obviously makes a lot of plays. Now,
those are big plays.
The next guy that domino that fell, at least according to the reports yesterday, was Damon Snacks Harrison, the defensive tackle for the New York Jets. Report saying that he is coming over here to the New York Football Giants. And even though the Giants have a guy like Jonathan Hankins, we talked a little bit about this yesterday before that news even broke, when we talked about the possibility of it, but some fans were excited about bringing him over. Now you have two run-stuffing defensive tackles that are large men playing next to each other in the middle of a 4-3 defense, and I don't see how teams are going to be able to run up the middle on this Giants defense now with those two dumpsters sitting there that are basically immovable objects.
That's a good word for them, dumpsters, right? Because they are big dumpsters.
You can't move them.
And we're not talking about the 5-yard dumpsters. We're talking about the 10-yard dumpsters. But, yeah, you know, and also not to mention a little bit of pressure up the middle on the quarterbacks to breathe, you know, now to be able to get those guys on the ends freed up and, you know, maybe a little couple double teams here and there. I certainly don't think that, you know, that's out of you know, I really see that happening. And really, I think the Giants' philosophy here is, in fact, what you just said, John, is go in, get these two big dudes in there that can stop the run. They had trouble doing that last year. Get a little bit of pressure up the middle, maybe a couple double teams here and there. And now you got with the sign of JPP and Olivia coming in here. Wow. I mean, that could be a very formidable front four.
Well, we talked about it. And when fans asked me yesterday about Harrison, I said, well, you know what? I think my priority might be elsewhere. Well, the Giants weren't done. So even though Harrison was the second domino to fall, according to reports, the cherry on top at the end of the day, as Giant fans
big
got
cherry.
Ready to leave work, here comes Olivier Vernon, according to reports, on a big contract. And obviously he was considered the best edge rusher in this class. Don't let that 7.5 sack number fool you. He was tops in the NFL with 30 quarterback hits last year, playing on a talented Dolphin defensive line with Ndamukong Suh, Derek Shelby, for the first half of the year, at least Cameron Wake on that line as well. And much like Janoris Jenkins, much like Snacks Harrison, coming off of his rookie contract, just 25 years old, a player that, like Jenkins, is coming off his best year where he really outplayed his first 3 years in the league. This is a guy you think is ascending and could be one of the best pass rushers in free agency in the league.
Yeah, if not the best guy, defensive tackle. I mean, when you think about this, yes. Right. I'm sorry. You were talking about Harrison?
Vernon.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Vernon. Excuse me. A little bit on Harrison. I want to go back on Harrison.
Yeah.
This guy, he's the type of guy I really collectively, let me just go here. Collectively, I like the youth. You know, a lot of times the free agency is all about, okay, we're going to go out and get that 30-year-old guy or that guy that's on his second contract. These are guys coming off their first contracts. They're young. They have a lot of growth, and they have a lot of potential. That, in my opinion, is a home run for this team because you know what? How many times we've been sitting here, John, during the season talking about injuries and injuries, and injuries happen to everybody. But, you know, they have a propensity to happen to guys that are on their older side of it. So I feel like you can get a lot of production out of these guys, some leadership, and really – point the needle in the right direction defensively going into this season with these picks. Keep calling them picks, acquisitions, whatever you want to call them.
And if you want to go back, and if Giant fans want to get excited, go back and watch the Dolphin game last year against the Dallas Cowboys. And Olivier Vernon went up against Tyron Smith, who's one of the best tackles in football. He sacked Romo once. He hit him a couple more times than that, did a good job against the run, and he really outplayed Tyron Smith in that game. And for the final 8 games of last year, he had a monster game against the Chargers that I went through this morning. A two-way player, too. He plays the run well. He gets after the quarterback well. And the other thing I like, too, Jeff, you mentioned the youth. Now that JPP, because of his hand, or at least he was at the end of last year, is going to play left end for you, Vernon's a true right end. So you're going to have two guys that are comfortable bookending those two big guys, and that's some good balance on the defensive line as
and
well.
And when you talk about JPP a little bit, you know, last year he didn't have that many sacks, but he had a lot of pressures. And I think he was just learning how to get along with that hand injury that he had. And just, you know, going forward into this season, you feel like maybe he can get a little bit more his hands and tackling with that hand. You never know how it's going to respond, but I think he's getting better with it. Obviously, you lose some fingers on your hand. It's going to take some time to get used to what you're doing. So,
and, of course, there's a lot of reports and newspaper articles this morning talking about how much cap space the Giants have left. None of these contracts have been signed yet. So
they have a lot.
Everything's very fluid. So I don't think we should waste a lot of time today, folks. You're going to call up and ask, getting into specific numbers. We don't know them yet. Nobody really does, to be quite honest with you. The bottom line is that the Giants still should have some flexibility to do more in free agency if they want. So as you take a look, Jeff, at what's left on the market and what the Giants' needs still are, where are some of the places you think they might go maybe not specific players if you don't want to go there,
but at least
positions, groups. What are you looking at for the next step for the Giants in free agency, even if it's not another super big splash, top-tier guy they might bring
in? Well, and I think, like any team, John, I think every super splash big thing is happening yesterday and today. That's it. You know, and then after this, I think all the teams, they get the guys they at least hope they get. And then, but the Giants, I feel, still are going to stay. They need to stay on defense. I think they still need to look at the safety position and maybe a linebacker. And then we move on to the offense.
Do you want another pass rusher, a third guy? Or are you happy with Vernon and JPP?
You know what? I think that the draft will bring one of those other
okay.
people.
Okay, interesting.
And I think that and we need the Giants need to go and find an experienced safety. They do not have one of those on their roster other than Collins coming back for his second year. So I think that would be my priority. I'm sure they already have their guys lined up. You know, they're out there. How much they're willing to pay them on the third, fourth, and fifth day of free agency. Every day we get away from that first day, the numbers drop. And that's kind of where I would go. You know, I think offensively, there's still that propensity to go out and get a lineman. I mean, where are those guys? The big guys already signed pretty much. You know, we've seen those guys. Schwartz went to, where did he go, to Kansas City. And so I think they're still looking at those. But my pecking order would be to stay on the defense still.
And you? I think one other thing I'll throw out there, too, on defense, I think you need a third corner as well. Because in this day and age in the NFL, you need three cornerbacks. I'm not saying you go out there and you drop another double-digit per year million-dollar contract on a cornerback. But I think you have to find a guy that's comfortable in the slot because Jenkins and DRC are both outside corners.
Yeah, so
and you want to try to find
a guy.
And now maybe that's a guy that you pick in the first round of the draft, a guy like Vernon Hargreaves, who is a 5'10 corner. He can cover outside, and he played slot a lot in college. Maybe you go that direction. But I do think at some point you need to bring in a guy that can cover in the slot because you mentioned it. The pass rush was a big issue last year, but so was covering guys in the middle of the field. And you're talking about the safety position, the slot corner position, and the linebacker position in terms of coverage. To me, I'm with you. I think that's your next area, that center middle of the field of the defense where you have to secure things. Because when you go play the Patriots, for example, having a pass rush is great. They get rid of the ball so quick, it's not going to matter.
Yeah. Having pass defense would be even better.
They run those little crosses, those little slants, those little running back circle routes, and they get the ball out quick. So you have to have guys in the middle of that field that can cover. And I think with the Broncos last year, you saw that. Their safeties could cover a little bit. Trevathan was an okay cover guy. Brandon Marshall, the other linebacker, was an even better cover guy. You look at the Panthers and Luke Kuechly, one of the top cover linebackers in football. And I think you need that to complement the pass rush. Otherwise, the ball's going to get out before those big edge rushers can get to the quarterback.
And last year, you know, because of no pass rush, that the Giants were unable to cover because these guys, I mean, they got no pressure on the quarterback and they just were able to eat these guys alive. And so, yeah, I think another slot corner would be absolutely a necessity. And you know what? Those kind of guys now, John, you can get them for, you know, you don't have to go out and pay this double-digit stuff anymore. I mean, you can get these guys on a good price tag and get some production out of them, and we'll see what happens here. You know, things are going to start – they'll start elevating again today and tomorrow and moving into the weekend. But I think that the first couple of days are crazy, and if your football fans are out there, this is one of the days you wait for to see what's going on with your own team. More importantly for this team – I think we're pretty happy, everybody is, about what's happening so far.
One name I really like from the cornerback market that I think fits is Casey Hayward, former Packer corner, a veteran. He started in this league.
Sure, yeah.
He's not a superstar, but he plays outside. He can play the slot, just the name that I'll
throw
out there.
But there's one of those guys you probably don't have to pay a whole lot of money for.
Right, exactly, and I think that makes sense. You talk about the veteran safeties. Eric Weddle's still out there. Reggie Nelson's still out there. Two guys over 30, but that might be the veteran presence you want. All right, everybody.
And I think
this guy
just re-signed, didn't he, Jeremy Lane?
I believe Jeremy Lane did re-sign.
Yeah.
He's back
that
in Seattle.
Been a good
That's
one
correct.
Too, yeah.
All right, everybody on Facebook Live, thank you for joining us. If you want to watch the rest of the show, we'll start taking your calls on Giants.com right now. 201-939-4513 or hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. It's you guys the rest of the way for 45 minutes. Me, Feagles, you, the phones. Let's get into it. And, Jeff, obviously an exciting day for Giant fans. I mean, this is a day that I think all of us have been anticipating for different reasons. Us wanting to have something new to talk about because now as you talk about
I know,
the players
how about
on the
it,
team,
right?
thank yeah. goodness. But I think Giant fans, we're hoping to have the opportunity with the resources available to rebuild this defense. And really, if you look at it, these are the guys that are going to be the core now of this defense over the next 2 or 3 years. I mean, these are going to be the guys. And throw Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie into that mix, and Hankins and Landon Collins and Devon Kennard. This is going to be what this defense is going to look like now for the next couple of years. And now it's great that you brought them in. Now they have to come and play well and come together with Spags, the scheme, the guys that were here already, and be a good, solid, fundamental playmaking defense that Giant fans are desperate to see.
And not to mention the other guys are going to sign, because there's going to be more, and not to mention the draft picks. And so now, yeah, this is going forward defensively. This is what this team, you're going to need to understand. This is it. And then you look at how many more years when you think really about Eli Manning. You know, he's getting up there and long in the tooth a little bit. So you want to try to – you see what's happening here, the philosophy of what did the Denver Broncos do with Peyton Manning a few years ago? They went out and started building that defense, knowing that offensively they can get through games because of who they are. But defensively, without the even what the Denver Broncos did, and we knew that the Giants had to do what they did today and yesterday, and that is start to build this defense with guys that are young, which I feel they do. They've got guys that are – listen, Hankins is still a young guy. I mean, they've got some good players here, a good core of young football guys that they can develop. Another year in Spags' system for the guys that have been here, so that's good. I think it's a good sign. We're excited.
Let's go to the phones.
We got Shakes, huh?
He must have been calling early because he's the first guy up. And I will introduce Shakes in Baltimore, Maryland, by saying one thing. Splash. Shakes, what's going on, man? How are you?
Splish, splash. But look, now, Jeff, you ain't been here as long as John, and, you know, going through the things with me and John been going through for the last few years now, right, John? 2-3 years now?
Yeah, you got it. It's been a while.
And I've been sitting here screaming and pouting and screaming for us to make a splash, be the team that be in the tabloids for your signings. That's what I want. I don't want mediocre. I want you to go out and get the best. And we did that this off season. Do you know how happy I am?
You sounded.
I'm ecstatic, man. Can I speak on these guys?
Go,
real quick?
Go.
Okay, Jenkins, I love the kid. I love his aggressive nature. I don't know if y'all remember Frank Walker.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Frank was a character, man.
Man, look, he took a lot of chances, but I loved him because he took those chances. And he missed a lot more than he hit. But this kid, Jenkins, he makes more than he missed. Like, yeah. He can get a reception and return it to the house. I mean, he got the most touchdowns as a defensive back since he's been in the league.
Yeah, and that includes a 99-yard return last year, if I'm not mistaken, Chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he's a beast, man. And I know he takes chances and he's not perfect, but like you said, and I said this yesterday as well, no player is perfect.
Nope.
Deion is the greatest of all time, and he didn't want to tackle.
No, not at all.
So, you know, you can't nickpick, man. The dude is a beast, man. I'm happy he's a Giant. Harrison, Snacks, oh, my gosh, man. The dude came in the media and said, I am the best run defender on the line, the best nose tackle in the game. And he proved it time and time again. Last year, I think he was ranked in PFF the number 2 rush defender. Year before that, number 1. Year before that, I think 4, and that he only been in the league 3 times. I mean, 3 years, something like that. He played 3 seasons.
Yeah, he only played a couple games in 2012. So he's been in the league 4 years, but his first year he barely played.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. You that's undeniable. If you that high ranked and run the fan, that's your genre. That's what you do. So he's a mammoth guy. Have him next to Hankins, that's gonna be beautiful.
I also heard that he's a really good guy in the locker room.
Oh, I heard he's fantastic. And Snacks,
so,
absolutely.
You know, that goes a long ways. It really does.
Yeah, and I heard he got a mean streak and he talked a lot of trash in practice.
Good.
So I'm happy about that. And then Vernon, man. Listen, I was happy with the Jenkins and Harrison. I'm sitting there like, what man Spanish is, oh my gosh. And I'm running around and I'm screaming. And then And then my boy J-Rock said, we signed Vonnie. Because at first ESPN blew it up and said he signed to the Jaguars. And I was sad, like, dang, because I knew we was high on him. And that was what we really wanted to do from what I was reading a lot. And when I seen the Jaguars, I'm like, dang, man, that's going to be a sick line right there, though. And then J-Rock was like, no, he with us. And I'm like, what? I looked at the reports. Oh, my gosh, I went bonkers. I went bananas, man. It's crazy. All right, now there's some guys that I wanted to speak on that's still available that I hope that the Giants go look at.
Okay.
Yep. Go ahead.
Eric Weddle, safety. Yep. That's the experienced guy that you was just talking about, Jeff. That's the guy right there, man, a playmaker at safety. He can cover everything.
I think one of the problems there is the price tag he wants. So I think that's why he's not signed yet. I really do. I think that as the days go on here, we'll find out a little bit more about that. But I'm sure that that's still somebody. He is 30 years old. I think he's going to be 31, right, John? He's up there in age. So, but experience is there.
I think what it is with what kind of hurt him early in this free agency thing is because he went in the media and said, oh, he actually wants to go to a winning squad.
Yeah, honestly, you know? Shakes, I think Weddle's being patient. I mean, there's still plenty of money out there. The Giants might have spent a lot of theirs, and they still have some left too, but there's still a lot of money out there. So Weddle's going to pick and choose a team that he thinks can really challenge for a title, and that might not even be today. It might be tomorrow. It might be Saturday. It might be Sunday. He can be patient here. There's still plenty of money out there for a guy like Eric Weddle and for a guy like Reggie Nelson, for that matter.
And as long as you got two teams that want your services, you can be patient until they tell you, you know, hey, and they do. They do. They will call your bluff sometimes.
And, Jakes, one other thing, and I don't want to bring you down here, but where's the linebacker?
Look, I'm about to go through my list. Well, first, let me say Andre Smith from the Bengals, right tackle. Having Flowers and Smith on the bookend tackles, that would be a nasty formidable line right there. And the nickelback Patrick Robinson from the Chargers, or Boykin, I believe you brought him up, John.
Yeah, from the Steelers.
I like Boykin. And the guy that nobody's really talking about, but I'm telling you, this kid is nice, man. Jermaine Kearse from the Seahawks. He can block as a wide receiver as well, man. I think that's what we need. He could be a great number two. So we need to look into Kearse. And the linebacker that I wanted to look at, now, Nigel Bradham went to the Eagles, and I've been talking about him for a minute now. But James Laurinaitis is out there, man. And he's a leader. He's a leader in the defense. I'm telling you, get Laurinaitis. And then that will allow you to be able to at least go I don't think you're going to go Jalen Smith with the number 10 pick, but you can probably trade back, grab up more picks, and you can still grab up a Smith, and this way it allows Smith to get healthy while Laurinaitis is doing his thing at middle linebacker. We had a beautiful thing, man. I love it, man. I love all the offseason moves. Jerry Reese, he's my boy. Can't talk bad about him no more around me. Charlie, chill out, man.
Thank you, Shakes.
Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
He's still north of $25 million, I think. That's, you know, everything's not official yet, none of that, but from what I'm saying, we still north of $25 million, so we still got a lot of money to go get some players, so let's do this.
Thank you, Shakes.
Go Big Blue.
Appreciate it, man. I haven't heard Shakes that happy. Oh, boy. I think we talked to Shakes after the 2011/12 Super Bowl. I think he was with us then. Maybe not. But I haven't heard Shakes that happy in a long time. He was pumped.
Especially after they got Vernon. I mean, he was really pumped after that. He was running around after the other two guys.
So absolutely. All right, stuff. Let's go to Rod in Virginia next. And before we go to Rod, I want to remind fans that Big Blue Kickoff Live is brought to you by DraftKings, the daily fantasy sports destination. At DraftKings, you can play as often as you want. With no season-long commitment, go to DraftKings.com, enter promo code CONTACT to play for free today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, free to play. Rod, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Rod.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm here in Virginia, you know, I got my laptop out. I got my books out. You know, I'm doing my fantasy tracker thing, you know.
Good stuff.
See what we can do here, you know. And, you know, I always do my math when it comes to the Giants. And, you know, it seems like it was every 4 years we win a Super Bowl, from 2007, then it happened in 2011 that we missed out this year. So I think we can make some moves this year. I heard what I think Shane was talking about. He said he wanted to go get Curse. I really like Curse because I heard that the Giants, we was reconstructing Victor Cruz's contract, and I didn't know if Cruz wanted to take that deal or if he wanted to leave, but I've been really waiting to see this wide receiver core just fly with Eli, because we know that Beckham can go up there and just get those jump balls in the fourth quarter. We can depend on Beckham for that. We need somebody like when we saw what happened with the first game of the year with Dallas, when they shut Odell Beckham down and we had nobody else to pass to. So I think it's good if we go get some wide receivers, you know, maybe pick up Curse. We need a safety. I heard you guys talking about Tremont from the Eagles yesterday, and I would just want to know what we was going to do with the draft picks and stuff like that.
Who from the Eagles were we talking about?
The Tremont guy, the guy that was he used to play cornerback, but they moved him to safety.
Oh, Walter Thurman, you're talking about?
Yeah, Thurman.
Thurman's a free agent, and now that the Eagles went out and signed the other safety to go with Malcolm Jenkins, you know, we'll see if they bring Thurman back or not. Rod, in terms of the draft, and thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. I think the Giants now have opened up their options. I mean, I think you can go out there and draft another pass rusher if you think it's the best player available. You can go out there and pick a corner if you think that's the best player available. You can go out there and pick a linebacker if you think that's the best player available. Same for an offensive lineman even at this point. Running back, if Ezekiel Elliott drops to 10, who knows, maybe. Heck, if you like one of the wide receivers, a lot of people like Treadwell. If they don't go out there and sign a free agent wide receiver, maybe he's a guy that you can look at 10 if you think he's that good. Or one of the other receivers, the Doxson kid a lot of people really like. So right now, I think the Giants have accomplished an important portion of their offseason, Jeff, and that they've filled a major hole and solved a major problem from last year, and that was the defensive line. So there's no longer a need when you get to that 10th pick to say, boy, we got to get a pass rusher or we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, I still think that there'd be a lot of people upset that if they didn't pick another defensive player, that number one draft pick, even though we went out and got who we did, the Giants did. But
I mean, there's still other moves they can make to further solidify the defense.
There is, but I think that number 10 pick is a special one. I mean, that's high. I mean, you're gonna get a guy that's gonna play for you right away there. And I think that you really have to, as soon as this free agency period is over, is take a step back and say, okay, where is this guy gonna be? Who do we want? Will it be offense? I don't know. In my opinion, if it was offense, I got to think you go after an offensive lineman at that position. But I don't know. Some people would be like, we took another offensive lineman in the first round.
That would be 3 out of 4 years with an offensive lineman in the first round. And the year they didn't, they picked Richburg in the second.
But I look at what they went out and did in free agency this year, and they got three guys on defense they paid a lot of money for. It wouldn't hurt me to be – say that to go on offense, but I still think that they would, a lot of people would say, stay on defense. But we still have not addressed the offensive line yet. I mean, we talk a lot about the defense and this and that, and certainly we have to, but I still think there is something to be said about this offensive line that's missing. We got that in my opinion, the right guard and right tackle are still a little bit up in the air there, so we'll see what happens.
201-939-4513. Jaquan in Miami, he's up next. Jaquan, what's going on? How are you?
Hello, how you doing? I'm doing good, and you? I ain't going to have you that long.
All right, go ahead.
I just feel as if the Giants should go another free agent, and I feel as if they should go another guard.
Okay.
A guard or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I heard somebody say Smith from the Bengals earlier.
Andre Smith's an offensive tackle. Played well earlier in his career, but he has struggled if you look at some of the analytics in his last couple of seasons.
Okay, I feel as if, Jeff Allen from Kansas City.
Jeff Allen has signed. Jeff Allen signed with, I'm trying to remember, but Jeff
Baltimore?
Allen did sign somewhere, and he signed for big money. I will look up and double-check who Allen signed with, but he is off the market right now.
Baltimore, I thought, maybe.
Was Baltimore?
I think so.
It would make sense because they lost Osemele, so they would need somebody to replace him.
Yeah. Do you feel as if we should go tight end?
In free agency?
Yeah.
Well, I do, but I just don't know if well,
Texans for Jeff Allen, by the way. Texans.
Texans, okay. I don't know who else is still there at the tight end position. Do you know what I mean? A couple guys have already signed.
Yeah.
And,
I didn't like Kobe Fina, but I think he signed already.
He did, I believe, yes.
And yeah, so I've been all for a tight end. I just a matter of which one.
Leader to the Saints, by the way. Dwayne Allen stayed in Indianapolis. You still got guys like Zach Miller, Owen Daniels for Mike Farmer out there. I know he's very excited about Owen Daniels, loves him. Jared Cook, who's kind of been one of those what if guys, and he hasn't ever really, you know, really panned out. And then the Ravens signed the tight end as well. So, yeah, look, you have options at tight end. I think fans probably perceive it as more of a need than the organization does because you have Larry Donnell, who according to reports got cleared by doctors at the neck, which is good
That's
to see.
Good.
And then, of course, you have Will Tye, who came up and played well last year. So I'm not sure if the organization sees it as much of a need as some of our callers might.
Yeah.
All right,
thanks, Joaquin.
Thanks, Jaquan. Appreciate it, man. And, you know, by the way, one other thing that I want to talk about. It's okay. A lot of people have complained, oh, look at all the money they threw around. Oh, you're overpaying and all that stuff. Hey, look, free agency is free agency. It's the way the business works.
Hey,
and the market's the market. Any given year, the top guys in the market are going to get a little bit more than what the top guys got on the market the year before. Why? The salary cap keeps going up.
$155 million this year.
We talked about this, Jeff, last week when we previewed free agency on Friday. And what did we say? We would rather go out there and target the top guys that you think are great fits for the team. And if you have to overspend to do it, and we'll find out once these contracts are up whether or not they actually did overspend, they might well get every dollar and penny worth based on what the production is. There's no way to know until these actually play out their contracts. But if you have guys that you like and they fit and they're the top players on the market, and again, the Giants got one of the top two or three corners. They got one of the top two defensive tackles. They got the top defensive end. So you're gonna have to pay.
Well,
and the Giants have the money, go spend it.
The
Giants got put in this situation where
they
have all this cap space. They've lost the last couple of years, and this is the situation you're in. You have to use the resources available. They had the cash. They spent it, and they got some of the top players. So I wouldn't worry about the money. Just make sure the guys perform.
And there is a floor. You got to spend it. You know, what good is it to keep carrying it over and carrying it over and carrying it over? Go out and get these guys, and that's what they did. And
ask the Raiders and Jaguars about carrying over money every year.
Exactly. So right. I feel like and you're right. Every year, everybody gets paid more, and that's just the way the nature of the business here. And these guys they make a lot of money, and did they just hit the jackpot? It's all timing, guys. It's all about free agency. It's all about timing. It's being in the right place at the right time. It's having a good year and going into free agency and having teams vie for your services. And if that team has money and they're going to overpay you, then let them overpay you. Who cares? The players don't care. I don't.
Spoken by a true former player.
And really, you know what? There's a lot of times where there's a lot of guys, the veteran guys that played this game a long time and years and years ago and seeing all the money that's been out there. You know what? I'm all for these guys making as much money as they can. They deserve it. They play for it. You know what? When I was playing, I made a lot of money. It's just that's just the way it was. And you know what? No bitterness towards any of these guys. It's just I think it's awesome. I just think it's amazing that and I didn't get a chance to talk much about JPP, but when I look at what happened all of last year. I look at how he kept in touch with the fans, was trying to tell people that he was working hard, which he was. He came back remarkably and was able to play however many games. What was it, 8 games he played last year, John? Was it somewhere in there?
JPP played 8 games last year.
8 games.
Absolutely.
So I look at that, and now I see that, you know, there were other teams that wanted JPP. But I feel like, you know, he really believes that he has a home here and that the Giants were willing to always work with him. They were always willing to give him help, and you saw that in the press and the media and everybody. The Giants were always trying to help him. Now he's going to be here, and I heard by reading some of the reports and things that he actually had called or did something to help Olivier Vernon get here. You know, I mean, any time you can do that to help your team, and now hopefully when he signs this contract, they're going to be teammates, and that's one heck of a bookends right there. And if JPP can come back and play at the level that we all know he can, even with that hand, I think it's just a bonus. I think everybody's pretty excited to see how these guys can team up together and play.
All right, I got a bunch of tweets here. I'll try to get to them throughout the show. People are excited, but we also have a full bank of calls. So
All right. But well, maybe once in a while we get a little tweet in there.
And
you know?
Stas is calling from out of state up in Washington. He's long distance, so I want to get to him, but I haven't heard from Stas in a while. Stas, what's going on, pal? How are you?
Day, brother. It's a good day.
Absolutely.
We got a lot of good days for people, Giants fans, today. Yep.
Not lately. It's been heartbreaking, yeah. But today's a good day. I will say this. Just a reminder to everybody, and I'm just kind of piggybacking off what you said, John. An article came out about 2 months ago, like right at the end of the season, and according to the CBA, the salary cap is supposed to be jumping 10 to 15 million every year for the next 4 years. We just saw the first one. So, like, what people are paying out now, it's not that big of a deal considering what the salary cap is going to end up ending at when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. So I think people need to keep that in mind. And honestly, I agree with what you said also earlier. Like, I've been watching, like, a lot of the ESPN, and everyone's kind of, like, bashing the Giants for going out there and spending so much money on Olivier Vernon. But we didn't get no old guys at the end of their career.
Right.
Olivier Vernon is 25. He's 25. I think the oldest one is 27.
Yeah, look, they're all coming off their first contract. So you're getting guys that are either just entering their prime or in their prime. You can't go wrong with
that. You put it in cornerstones for your defense of the future. And what I love about it, more importantly, what I love about it is that it doesn't tie our hands in the draft. And the draft is loaded with defensive tackles this year. So you can even go offensive line early and then go defensive tackles and defensive ends later. You know, what I'd like to see them do right now is two of three moves. A number two wide receiver, a safety, a right tackle. Only because
that makes sense.
Even though Flowers is really good at left tackle, and that's the harder position for a rookie to do, I'd rather have like a veteran presence on the power side, the mauling side. And if that guy is out there and we can make that happen, I would like to see us do that. And then maybe go safety. I really like. I really think that we could get Walter Thurman on the cheap, on like a 1 year deal, just to kind of hold us over, and play him the safety the way the Eagles played him. And I'm not too concerned about linebackers right now. I really feel like we get a linebacker in the draft. And the reason why I'm not concerned about linebackers is that defensive front, we have like 670 pounds in the middle of our line right now.
That definitely helps your linebackers.
And, yeah. And where are the linebackers? There's no gap for them to shoot anyway. Like I feel like our linebackers are going to be better.
They will be.
Because of our front line. Like, I want you to think back in 2007. We didn't have no big name outside of Corey Webster. We didn't have no big name corners, no big name safety. I think our safety was like Jabril Wilson, something like that.
Yeah.
It was Jabril Wilson.
Jabril Wilson and Michael Johnson in 2007.
What was that?
Jabril Wilson and Michael Johnson were the two safeties in the Super Bowl in 2007.
Unless you're a Giants fan, you can't name me those guys. But they did just fine because quarterbacks didn't have time. What killed us was that we were forcing our safeties and our corners to cover guys for 5, 6, 7 seconds. I mean, yeah, quarterbacks having a cup of tea and a crumpet in the back of their line before they decided to throw the ball. That's done. And you could I went back and I was looking at old games that I had recorded from when JPP started, and JPP flushed quarterbacks so many times but couldn't get to them because there was no one collapsing the pocket on the other side. Well, that's done. Olivier Vernon is 25, and people are talking about him because he doesn't have the sack numbers, but he also has something like 27 quarterback hits.
Yeah, 30 by my count.
I care about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the Giants. Remember this. I think it was 5 or 6 games that we lost in the last 2 minutes, the last 90 seconds even, with us having the lead and we couldn't get off the field. If the Giants' defense is 15% better today than it was yesterday, we're looking at, you know, an 11-5 team.
Well, timeout. I would hope the defense is more than 10% better because they were 30th right defense last year. I like to get them into the low teens or close to 10 if you can.
I think you were saying last year they were a little bit better, right?
No, I'm saying I agree with you. I think the defense of what we got is way better. But let's just – if you just lowball it for the pessimists out there, if the Giants can get a few more pressures, our season is different. We're NFC East champions. Like this, our offense was sick. Like the defense is really bad, but we were still being competitive. The Giants got blown out twice. Every other game came down to wires with us. So if your defense can now generate a pass rush, your corners don't have to cover. Mind you, now you have DRC and a Janoris Jenkins on the other side. Okay, who you want to throw to? You know what I'm saying? Like, these are not.
People are happy today.
These analysts are beating up Jerry Reese. Like, I'm happy he finally did something. I would have been mad if he spent that kind of money today or tomorrow.
Well, you would have been mad if he spent that kind of money on older guys, too, right? Because like the youth. I do.
Thank you, Stoss. We got to run, pal.
Stoff, we got to go,
man. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I want to get to as many calls and tweets as we can.
A lot of excited people today. But, no, I agree. He's got a lot of good things to say. And, you know, and again.
I haven't heard this many happy Giant fans in 4 years.
Yeah. But
it's amazing.
I think he does make a point, and we've talked about a little bit about the draft and where the free agency you set yourself up in free agency for what the draft can give you. So you go out there and, you know, it's all a crapshoot sometimes in free agency because you don't know who you're going to land. And then by evidence of what happened yesterday and today, I mean, now you kind of situate yourself where, okay, now we can – this is what we can do in the draft, and it may be an offensive player in the first round. Who knows?
One other piece of news, and again, the Giants don't confirm this sort of stuff. Do they get into contracts? So I'm just repeating a story, and Victor Cruz was on a podcast yesterday, and he kind of confirmed this, that there was some reworking of his contract, and Eddie Goomba said, all you, I won't use the word, jerks, who are bad-mouthing Cruz about caring more about ads than the team, I guess you owe him an apology. So, obviously, we'll see what comes of that, but that was a report that came out yesterday. That be more salary cap friendly with that contract if it was in fact reworked as the report might have said.
Well, and it also tells you a little bit about Victor Cruz. Yep. I mean, I feel like, you know, that he wants to, you know, in his mind, in his heart, he wants to prove everybody that he can come back. And for one team that he wants to do it with would be this team here. So that's all good news. And, you know, we all hope that he can come back and be the player that he once was. It'll be tough, but I'll tell you what, if he comes back healthy and he can, you know, add a little bit of production on that offense, I mean, heck, what a valuable asset he can be. He really can.
Getting a lot of tweets from different people about Luis Vasquez, the former Pro Bowler guard for the Broncos, who's now a free agent.
Yeah, little bit older guy. You know, those offensive linemen, the older offensive linemen guys scare me a little bit just because of just the way that this game is played today. It's a young man's game. I'm telling you, it's the speed and the endurance. It has a lot to do with this. It really does.
Russell Okung is another guy who doesn't have an agent. He's representing himself. He played left tackle in Seattle, so he'd have to move over to the right side, which I think he would be able to do.
Yeah, he's a veteran, so, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm still not sure exactly what's in order for that offensive line going into next year.
How about Donald Penn, the tackle from Oakland?
Any of these guys, how old is he? I mean, listen, if you could get one of those guys coming off of their rookie contract.
And I think getting a veteran that's near 30 on the offensive line with the rest of the young guys, I don't think that's a problem.
29 or 30.
I'm not talking 33, 34 now. I'm talking, you know, 29, 30 years old.
But, you know, those offensive linemen, they, you know, sometimes they'll sit back and not play for a couple years and learn, and then they get into to starting. And so by the time they are 28, 29, you know, they played 3 or 4 or 5 years.
A couple other people asking about whether or not Prince would be an option to bring back as the third corner. My comment on that, Jeff, I'd like to get your opinion too, is that he doesn't play the slot either. You would want your third guy to be able to come in here and play inside, wouldn't you?
There's no question, and I don't think that, you know, Prince is going to – he'll have other options, definitely.
201-939-4513. I'll get to some more tweets later on, but Sound Connecticut – will be next, but before we get to Sal, Big Blue Kickoff Live is brought to you by DraftKings. Now, if you've never been played on DraftKings, it's changing the way we play fantasy football. Just pick your contest, pick your players. If you win, pick up your cash. DraftKings.com, enter promo code CONTACT. Claim your free entry today. DraftKings Fantasy Sports, free to play. Simple as that. Sal, go ahead. You got the floor.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. First time caller. Glad to be on.
Hey, thanks for calling.
So, not as happy as the last caller. definitely excited about the signings. I think we spent a little too much money, but like you said, we got to spend the money. We had it, so I like it there. What I really wanted to talk about was maybe some wide receivers we need to look at, because I definitely like what you said, or the last caller said about we need a second receiver. I think since we're filling the holes in free agency, I think we're going to go towards the draft. I don't see a lot of receivers that we can go out and sign that will benefit us. I'm wondering what you guys think of maybe some receivers we can get maybe in the second round, because I don't think the first round we're going to go receiver. I think we still got to go defense no matter what. I don't think we've drafted a first-rounder on the defense since 2011. So curious to see what you guys think. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. I don't think you're going to get much more than one, maybe two first-round wide receivers, first of all. So, Treadwell's a guy people like. I think 10's too high for him. We'll see what he runs on his pro day at the 40. He did not run at the combine. In terms of other wide receivers that could be available in the second round, if Will Fuller, the speedster out of Notre Dame, is there, I think that's somebody you can think about. The thought seems to be he's not going to be. He ran in the 4.3s at the combine. Has to polish up his game, but he's very fast. He showed pretty good hands at the combine as well. Sterling Shepard is an interesting guy. He's 5'10", 194 out of Oklahoma. He's one of the more polished guys. He played the Senior Bowl. He's a slot guy. So if you're looking for a slot wide receiver, he's somebody that might be able to help you. And he wouldn't even be a second-round pick. I think you might be able to get him in round number three. Jox Doxon out of TCU. Corey Coleman out of Baylor is a player that at Baylor, you basically only run two or three routes in that spread offense. So he really doesn't understand the NFL route tree. So I think that would be a bit of a project. But he has a lot of raw tools. So I do think there are wide receivers you can get in the second and third
round.
I also like
this guy right here. Braxton Miller.
Braxton Miller. Well, that's another guy that you think is probably a bit of a project, though, right?
I do. I feel like I feel like he's going to be value to some team when it gets down there into the third round, you know, maybe.
He might be a late seconder.
That's what I'm saying.
Might be.
Yeah, and I think that from what we, you know, some people I've talked to, they're just, you know, he's just raw, but he's so athletic. We've got to remember that kid was the player of the year 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. In the Big Ten as a freshman and sophomore. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, coming out of that conference. So, yeah, but it's when you look at the depth at receivers right now with the Giants, you know, you got Dwayne Harris, you've got obviously Beckham, and then I don't think you can really identify anybody else after that you feel like is going to be. You know, we had Reuben Randall before, but yeah. So I think that, you know, I think Sanu was a guy that everybody kind of liked, but he's gone. So, yeah, maybe it is the draft. Who knows?
And I will caution fans on one thing. And fans are excited. That's great. I'm so happy to be getting happy fan calls. We haven't gotten them in a long time. It's great. But I will say this, and this happened in past years when the Giants have won and they've made the playoffs and they've gone to the Super Bowl. Super Bowls aren't won by winning the back page in March. It's not. A lot of teams win the back page in March, and then they have bad seasons. So the next step now is getting these guys in here, getting them into the system, having them coached well, and having them play well. Once that happens, that's when you win free agency. You don't win free agency today, Jeff. You win free agency in week 15 next year when you see how these guys they brought in have played, right or wrong.
Well, I think it depends on what you determine win means. I think that
if you win free agency, you win games.
Yeah, but I think that in some guys' mind, winning free agency is getting the guys that you want to, and that's their win. You know, they're accomplishing that. But
you have to make sure you want the right guys, though, and the season will prove whether or not and your wants were right.
And that's always you don't know. I mean, that's the unknown to all these free agent guys. You know,
correct.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago about. Guys that get all this money and so now what? Are they gonna play? They just hit the jackpot. They're rich as heck. They've now got this 5-year guaranteed money or whatever it is. Do you hope they can go out there and play now? Because I've seen it time and time again. I'm not saying that any of these guys will do this, but I'm telling you, there's been guys that have gotten big contracts. We've seen it before, and they're busts. That's the risk you take with all free agents, every single team, not just this team. Every team goes through it.
Absolutely.
And that's something you got to do your homework on.
And it's the same thing when you draft a guy. You don't know how a college kid's going to react to getting a pro contract and a signing bonus. You just don't know.
And to me, I think with free agency, one thing you do have in access to is you kind of understand the games the guy played, what was his history, because he did play in the pros. You know, these are experienced professional athletes. That tells you a little bit about how their character is, and so that's how you can gauge your free agent picks on something like that.
You have game tape, and when you have game tape against other pros, it's much easier to predict what they're going to do.
Right.
And again, these guys are in their mid-20s. Jenkins and Vernon are both coming off their best years, where they both made, in my opinion, a significant jump in their quality of play from their third year in the league to their fourth year in the league, and you hope now that continues as they get their new contract and come over here to the Giants. Snacks Harrison, honestly, he's the guy that I would say have the fewest doubts about. I know what he's going to do. Snacks is going to come in here. He's going to plant his big old behind in the middle of that defensive line. Yeah. You're not going to be able to block him when moving off the line of scrimmage, and that guy's going to stop the run.
Yep.
I have no doubt about that. Yeah. No doubt about that.
And you know what? He does, you know, like – it, that position just is not so glorified. You know, it's not in the papers every day. It's not getting beat over the top for a touchdown.
He has two career sacks, Jeff.
I'm saying,
but that's fine. He doesn't need sacks.
But he like the one caller mentioned on Pro Football. He is up there in the rankings as far as Pro Football Focus.
Well, here we go. I will give them to you right now. And I got three calls. I'll get to you before we say goodbye. I promise you. Don't worry. Defensive tackle, nose tackle last year. Damon Harrison was ranked as the sixth best defensive tackle / nose tackle. If you're looking at just grades against the rush, he was similarly impressive. Grade against the run. He was graded as the second best defensive tackle against the run.
Look who's ahead of him.
Aaron Donald. So that's pretty darn good. Now, Harris is not going to give you a lot in the pass rush. That's fine.
We're not asking him to do that.
He ain't going
to
be on the field when teams are throwing on third and long.
He's a two-down player.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of people, that's one of their gripes. You give a lot of money to a two-down player. But you know what? For those two downs he's in there, he's going to do his job.
Right. Absolutely. And the thing I like about Harrison, if you look at his breakdown game to game, he's very consistent. You don't see a lot of red there. The way Pro Football Focus does their grade charts, they have guys in the red if they have a bad grade for the game, green if it's good. He was either neutral or green in every game except for one, and that minus grade was a minuscule minus in one game in week number 7. So Damon Harrison is consistent, which is what you like to see. All right, let's go to Janoris Jenkins now. If you take a look at the corner rankings last year, they had Jenkins ranked as the 24th best corner in the league, which basically has him as a number one cornerback because he's one of the top 32. His coverage grade was even better than that, 26th in coverage, so around the same area. Then if you look at his chart over the course of the year, he only had three games that were graded in the red by Pro Football
number
Focus.
Corner.
And again, that's very consistent. And we talked about it, how in his fourth year, he became more consistent. And he took fewer chances.
Became
a better player. And if you look at Prince last year, he was ranked, I believe last season, if I could find him, he was 30th in the NFL in terms of coverage. In terms of overall last year, Prince was 37. So that's an upgrade right there. And I'm going to go to his grades game by game. Remember, he missed a lot of games in the middle of the year. He had two games in the red. And here's the difference with these two guys, though. And I think this is interesting when you take a look at Prince and Jenkins. If you look at Jenkins and Prince in 2013 and 2014, you could argue that Prince was slightly more consistent than Jenkins those 2 years. But, again, I like the fact that Jenkins had his best year and he's improving. And he also made a lot more plays.
He played 60 games opposed to 48.
That's the other thing. He was on the field and he was healthy. And, in fact, I think Jenkins tweeted this back in February, that is maybe his two biggest traits that he likes is his durability and his availability. If you want to be a good player, you got to be able to put the jersey on Sundays. And he's been able to do that, which is great. And, again, he makes big plays. Prince has trouble locating that ball in the air and coming down with it. Jenkins does not have that issue.
I wonder what type of a tackler he is. Because we know that Prince was probably his best asset. He was a very good tackle.
Over the next week, I'm going to watch a lot of the games that he and Vernon played in, and we'll go through it. As for Vernon, I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of his grades this year in terms of Pro Football Focus, and they're wonderful. I mean, to say they're good would be the understatement of the century. I'll give it to you. And they had him ranked as the top 4-3 defensive end in football last year. In terms of rushing the passer, they had him as the top pass rusher off of defensive end last year. And you ask, how is that possible? The guy only had 7.5 sacks. Well, let me tell you, he had 30 quarterback hits, 41 quarterback hurries, and those are things that don't show up necessarily in the box score, but they affect the game nearly as much as sacks do. And the interesting thing about him is that when Cameron Wake was playing in the first half of the year, I'm not going to say Olivier Vernon was ordinary, but his numbers and his production weren't off the charts. The last 8 games last year, Olivier Vernon put together a set of games that were simply phenomenal and unmatched by any other player in the National Football League, and that includes the game against Tyron Smith, where he really did a number on the all-pro offensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, who the Giants had to play twice a year. So Vernon's production those last eight games simply went off the chart. He played great football. He got to the quarterback. But what you like, too, he was also an excellent run defender. And if you take a look at his run defense grade from defensive end, he was still rated as the fourth best rush defender at defensive end. Again, Pro Football Focus is just a tool. It's not the be-all, end-all. But until you actually watch these games and the coach's tape yourself, this is what you go on before you get your own opinion. And you have to like what you see. All right, we got three more calls. We'll go a little past one to make sure we get all of you in. I don't want to shortchange you. It's a big day. I know you're excited. So let's go to William in the Bronx. He's up next. William, what's happening?
Hi, William.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Will. What's up?
I'm going to quick change of pace and then back on topic.
Sure.
Ron, you and Anita, y'all blew the compound away. I was telling that to Paul and Lance last week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Amazing job.
Thank you.
Back on topic. I was talking to Paul and Lance last week about picking up Ezekiel Elliott. Now, I've heard a lot of people comment on why not that he would be a great pick. I think he would be an amazing pick. The kid has an ESPN E60 video for 19 minutes on his story. And when I was looking at all of the other ESPN E60 videos, it was about a lot of the great players like Aaron Rodgers and just a whole bunch of the name brand people in the league.
Right.
And then him. So if he wasn't worthy of a number 10 pick, why would they do something like that?
Well, William, let me say this.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this, William. Here's what I like about Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's a three-down player. I think he's a guy that can step in and play every down in the NFL. I know Jeff thinks so, too. Now, here's the thing that I don't like about him in terms of his fit with the Giants. Last year, and again, this is not me saying they shouldn't pick him, because if he's by far the best player there, I got no problem with it. The Giants last year, though, invested in a player who is a very good football player in Shane Vereen. And this guy is going to be on the field for you in passing situations and on third downs, right? I don't want to take him off the field. You don't want to take him off the field. He's too good at what he does. So is it then worth using the 10th overall pick on a guy like Elliott when one of Elliott's big advantages is his ability to play on third down, block, catch, when you already have a guy that can do that? So are you getting all the value out of the pick? I got to admit, I've gone back and forth on this, and I haven't decided yet, but that's something that I've been thinking a lot more about, Jeff, over the past few days. Do you hurt Elliott or Vereen by putting them into the same backfield? You know what I mean?
I don't think you have to hurt that. I agree. I don't think you have to hurt it.
He was coming as a rookie, and I would probably even give him the start over Rashad Jennings, because Rashad Jennings gets hurt too much.
Well, I think that's
so Rashad as his backup and bring in Vereen on third down. And I don't see a problem with that because everybody gets to eat. Now, I would definitely trade Williams and Dockwa and probably get a 6 or 7. Get a pick back, and that would be our backfield. Now, I know we need a right defense, a right tackle. We should get that in the draft, in free agency, or maybe even a draft, second-round pick. But, that's what I think, man. I think that we would do good to do something like that.
All right, thanks, Will. Appreciate the call, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Good stuff, bud. Greg in Virginia. You're up next, Greg. How are you?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Greg?
I'm late for a meeting, so I only got a few seconds.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I got to eat my crow. I called in the other day about cleaning up, and my prediction was that Jerry Reese was going to screw everything up. I anticipated to hear, like, a $10 million deal for, like, a Mukamura and just, B-list players. And, whether all these guys pan out or not, I'm cool with it because – We made the effort. The organization
stepped
invested
up
and brought in the top talent. Now, if those guys don't produce, I'm not putting that on Reese. But he went out and got it. And I'm not too worried about the contract sizes because it's going up every year. It's just going to continue to go up, and these deals are going to be, look at the DRC deal. Now it looks like he's getting under. He's a steal. think about that.
I hear
it's
you.
It's only been 2 years. I'm not too – we are showing a ton of money, but, is just going to continue to go up. But, yeah, I'm really excited. And, you know, this does a lot for the fan base just to see that, you know, I don't feel like an idiot now when I'm paying for my Sunday ticket and you know, buying stuff. I'm, you know, I have hope.
Well, I got to believe that the Giants, what they did today and yesterday, automatically puts them in the running for, you know, next year's NFC East. I mean, you just don't go out and get the three guys that they did or they're going to get when they sign. And all of a sudden just say, you know what, yeah, we're kind of, you know, we're going to maybe compete. These guys are definitely stepping up. This team is going to be better. I mean, this offense is now going to be in its third year. As long as they can get some of the things fixed. Defense, they're already starting to do it. Spagnuolo's his system in the second year. I just think that this is a huge step for the Giants. And you really, when you think about the money, you're right. The money is increasing. If it is $15 million a year, that's one player they don't have to worry about next year because they got it automatically because of the cap went up. So
exactly.
I feel you know that they're the money thing. It's don't worry about the money. It's not our money.
I want to make a quick point that I think that we're all witnessing happen. I think JPP is setting himself. I think he's showing that he's a leader. He took more.
Yeah.
He took less money because he wanted to finish it, or excuse me, he wanted to finish things. And you know, he took less money because he's got a job to do, and he was part of getting Vernon to come to New York. You know, like he's stepping up, and you know, he's keeping a solid attitude. Because if he was a free agent, he would have commanded that Vernon deal if he hadn't blown up his hand. And, you know, he's keeping a positive mindset, and you know, our defense needs leaders, and I think he's going to be one of the ones wearing a C on his chest next year, I think.
That'd Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the call, my man.
Thank you, Greg.
201-939-4513. This guy's never happy. Shakes brought him up to start the show, and I think Charlie's going to be happy, but I do think Charlie's going to say he has more work to do. Let's see if I'm right. What do you got, Chuckles?
Yeah, don't get too cocky. You have more work to do.
At the end of the show, you always have to have the big bucket of water poured over everybody's excitement.
Charlie,
no one better than Charlie.
You cannot say you cannot use the word "but" one time in this conversation today.
Jeff, I'm totally surprising you. You, for your priority was the safety and tackle, you left out the kicker. We don't have a kicker. Right behind the punter is the most important player.
Well, let me tell you something.
We don't have a kicker right now.
They'll get to that eventually. Trust me.
And by the way, you saw under the radar, a punter did change teams yesterday.
No, I did not see that.
Nortman left and went to a different team. So
wow.
The punter
see?
Did go on the first
on
day
first
of free agency. How about
big.
That? Very exciting.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey,
so there.
Look, I'm totally happy. You know, I give JR a B right now. He'll get an 8+. He'll get an 8+ if we get a veteran safety, the right tackle, and we need a middle linebacker. If he gets those three things, I'll give him an 8+. But I still think we need. I think we need to bring Brinkley back. And I hope they do, and I think Josh Brown, definitely they should bring him back. Who are we going to get for a kicker? You know, a rookie? I don't think so.
Hey, look, Frage is not even 24 hours old yet, Charlie. They got plenty of time.
I know. They got time, and that's good. And I think Weddle will be perfect, but Thurman is very interesting. He can play safety, and he's a cornerback originally. I'd love to have him back, but I don't know if he wants to come back to New York or if New York wants him back. But there's also that guy from Denver, Burton. Who's a safety? He's kind of under the radar. He might be a third or fourth day guy we might bring in. So I'm pretty happy. A right tackle, though, I don't want to see Newhouse on the field. They want to keep him as a swing tackle. I'm fine with that. But I don't want to see him on the field unless it's an emergency, a real emergency. So I hope we get 10 is out there, or I hope we bring Beattie back. Nobody's biting on Beattie, so maybe he'll be willing to play right tackle if that's what the Giants want to do. So. You know, I'm optimistic. I think it was a great day. Like I said yesterday, I said JR should go wild and spend the money, and he did. He's got three great players, and so I'm happy with that, but there's a lot more work to do. And so we'll see what he can do today, tomorrow, the next day, because right now this is spring training. You know, no games have been played. Nothing's happened. I want to see us get on the field, and I want to see us play and win. But we need a safety in Spags, D. We need a vet. Safety, and we've got to get one, and I think that's a priority. So I hope that happens today, and I think it's, you know, it's great. And the darkness bus is pulled over. It's the motor's still on, but we're pulled over on the side of the road. So we're going to see what happens.
Thank you, Charlie.
So that's it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, my
friend.
Thanks,
Charlie.
I was going to go through our predictions, but I'm going to let another week go before we hit these, because there's still some guys on these lists that are still out there, like the Weddles and the Nelsons. But a couple of the guys made some hits. Our man Jared predicted Damon Harrison right. Peter in North Carolina had Vernon right. Freddie had Janoris Jenkins right. But I'm not seeing multiple hits on one of these predictions. Everyone seems to be kind of like 2 for 3 or 1 for 2, things like that. I got one guy with like 18 names on here. He's going to get all those guys because he listed every guy that's a free agent.
Yeah.
But we will go through these next week as we get further into free agency. Jeff, today was a lot of fun.
That's good. It went by quick.
Man, absolutely.
A lot of happy Giants fans, which is good to see. I mean, we got a lot of good phone calls. Keep them coming in, as always, guys, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, tomorrow it'll be Lance and Dottino at noon. Stay tuned to Giants.com throughout the day, and we'll see if there's any official announcements to make. And if there are, we might have some exclusive video content for you as well. So make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com. And as free agency continues, go to Giants.com/free agency to track the free agents still on the market as the Giants continue to use their resources to improve the team in 2016. For Jeff Eagles, I'm John Schmelk. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, here we go, here we go. Here we go. Come on, man. We need the work. Let's go, let's go.
Got through the field. He's got through. 35, 30.
Broken intercepted.
Touchdown, Giants!